Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Okay, exciting stuff happening at the Riverside, so we'll cross live and speak to Mike. Hello, tell us what's happening.
Right, good afternoon. We're a bit early on this one. It's men's three of the Lent Bumps 2013, day five. From top to bottom, St Ed's, Hughes Hall, that'll be very interesting. Peterhouse, Clare 2, Selwyn 2, Cat 2, Trinity Hall 2, Magdalen 2, Churchill 2, First and Third 3, Jesus 3, Kings 2, Keys 3, Girton, Queens 3, Clare Hall 1, and Robinson 2. How did the start look, Kim?
It was a very good start. St Ed's, Hughes Hall, and Peterhouse were all in station. I've just had first and third and three pass me. Yep.
Sorry to interrupt. At the top of the division, really interesting. Hughes Hall on for Blades here. They are gunning down St Ed's. St Ed's is a very strong, beefy crew, but I do know there's a couple of trialists in that Hughes Hall boat. They've got overlap as they go around first post corner. This is there into the gut, steering very hard, racing much higher. Hughes Hall is surely going to bump St Ed's here. I think this is going to happen. There's nothing they can do about it. Looking further back, we've got Peterhouse who are three lengths behind, then on station with Clare. Clare being caught by Selwyn down to a length, three quarters of a length, I would say, around first post. Throw over to Grassy. Grassy corner, Lucy. Lucy Grassy.
Kim.
Yeah,
here in first corner, I've got Girton and Queens. Very close. I believe it's a bump. There's a bump between Queens and Girton. And I've just had ask me as well, looking dashing in their yellow beanies. And got Watson and Hamilton.
Brassy corner, yeah. Lucy.
Lucy, Brassy corner. St. Edmunds has just been bumped by Hughes Hall M1 in a fantastic bump. And now we have, Peterhouse. What am I saying? And Peterhouse are now being chased by Clare M2. Selwyn are chasing Clare. There's about two lengths between Peterhouse and Clare and about one length and closing between Selwyn and Clare. So Clare are in front, Selwyn are coming up behind them, and there's a possibility of a bump on the reach. Over to you. Back to you.
Lucy. So, coming around first post corner just early on the entrance first post corner, Jesus managed to catch the stern of first and third screw, so that's Jesus 3 bumping up on first and third 3. They won't be wearing foliage because it's presumed that Jesus bump each time, so they don't collect greenery. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, let's throw further down the river. What happened between Hughes Hall and St Ed's, Lucy?
St Ed's caught them just as they were going around Grassy Corner, they've both pulled over to the side now. Sorry, it's a little bit loud here. We have a lot of supporters here on Grassy Corner, and they were going crazy when St Ed's were caught by Hughes Hall. I've also just had Magdalen go past me with Churchill about a length behind them, and they're holding that distance between them at the moment, but we'll see what happens later on in the race. I can't see much else from here at the moment.
Yeah, to Daniel. Daniel, I'm here at Ditton Corner. Peterhouse M2 passing me now, looking very, very strong at the front of the field now. They're closely followed by Clare M2. Clare M2 are conceding. Clare M2 have conceded. I can confirm there has been a bump. Selwyn M2 have bumped on Clare M2. That is a bump here live at Ditton Corner. This is the men's three division. Selwyn M2 have bumped on Clare M2, and they're opening the field up now for St. Cat's M2 to row on past. St. Cat's M2 looking very, very strong. They've got about a 2.5 boat length between them and the team behind them. That's between them and Trinity Hall, looking also very uniform in their rowing technique. And there's a massive gap between them and the team behind them, Magdalen M2. Ellen, do you see any more down there on the long reach?
Okay, so I can just see Peterhouse coming up, having been having the bumps completed. They're just pulling up now. No actual races yet up by the
Lucy?
Reach.
Eleanor?
Yep.
Hi. This is Lucy at Grassy Corner here, and I've just seen Clare Hall M1 go past very, very comfortably. They won't be bumped. They'll be rowing over today. And what we also have is Robinson being chased by Lady Margaret, and they are quite close at this point in time. But Robinson seems to be taking the corner quite well and potentially making up some space. We'll see how that goes. Lady Margaret are rowing up from the division below, the M4. So it's a possibility, but actually now that they've gone around the corner, the distance between them is still about a length or so. So it doesn't look like they're going to bump right now. And that's all we have from here. And then that's the end of the race from this end.
Eleanor? I've got Churchill just about to catch, well, very much on an overlap on Tate Hall, okay, and Magdalen have just conceded. Magdalen have just conceded because they've been caught by Churchill. So that's a bump. Churchill have bumped Magdalen. Further on up, this is in front of them, I can see Trinity Hall closing on St. Cat's, but it looks like they're going to get to the finish line without a bump at the moment. I'm going to walk up and see what's going to happen. Anything else going on past Ditton, Dan, Neil?
Yes, I'm here at Ditton Corner. Still in M2, I can confirm, have bumped clear M2. They're moored at the side of the river now, looking very, very pleased with themselves. Just passing me now, Clare Hall M1, and between them, behind them even, Robinson M2 in this, the M3 division. Massive gap between Clare Hall M1 and Robinson M2. Doesn't look like Robinson M2 are going to be able to catch them, but close behind Robinson M2, Lady Margaret Boat Club M3, the sandwich boat in this race this afternoon. Looking relatively strong, but slightly worn out. No doubt that's because they raced earlier today. There's about a boat length between Robinson M2 and Lady Margaret Boat Club, right at the back of the boat. Anything else you can see down there, Eleanor?
Okay, so I have just seen Clare Hall coming around this corner, all on their own. But I'm just at the moment chasing up to see whether there's going to be a bump between Tit Hall and St. Cat's. I'm just going to run up there now, but I can pass back to someone down there at the moment.
Lucy at Grassy Corner, I've just seen first and third row pass looking not very happy, so I assume they were bumped by Jesus earlier on. So that's disappointing for them, but that's first and third, the club of Trinity College. Yep.
Yeah, that's confirmed. So at first post corner, Jesus bumped first and third, which allows them to row back with the flag held aloft. Congratulations, Mike. Jesus, getting blade. Daniel.
Mike, I'm down here with Selwyn. Guys, congratulations. You've managed to bump. How do you feel?
Guys, it's been great today. It was a terrible week for us, but right now it's just it all came together in that race. It kept us cool from start on and we bumped into Clare like fuck. It was really amazing.
Congratulations to Selwyn down here at Ditton Corner. Back to you, Mike.
Apologies about the language there. As is Kate saying, there's a lot of excited people on the river. So as far as we know, St. Ed's were bumped by Hughes Hall M1. Hughes Hall getting their blade. And remember, they overbumped on the first day, so rising a total of 6 places. Very exciting there. Peterhouse behind them are going to be good for Rovers. Clare were bumped by Selwyn. And then further back, there's 4 boats we're not sure about. We've got St. Cat's 2, Trinity Hall 2, Magdalen 2, and Churchill 2.
So Magdalen were bumped by Churchill. Lucy at Grassy Corner?
Lucy.
Oh, hi, this is Lucy here, and I'm here with the Hughes Hall boat, who've had an incredibly successful run this month. Managing to move up. Is it a total of 6 places over 4 days, which is just incredible. I'm here with the captain. How do you feel, and how do you guys think the races have gone for you?
It's been very, very easy. But it's also taking a massive effort from everyone. Matt Parkinson, Alex Brandel, Lawrence Fink, John Parker, Nicholas Wenslow, Sam Bourne and Adrian Walter. And of course, Thomas Paul, the greatest of them all, our cock. Great effort. Thanks, party, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for talking to us. Anyone else have any other news?
Flag held aloft then for Hughes Hall. Well done, boys. So what about St. Cat's 2 and Trinity Hall 2? Eleanor, what was the conclusion between those crews?
Okay, they're the ones that I lost at the bridge, but I'm pretty sure they both rode over because it didn't look like there was going to be a bump from where I saw them, although I can't confirm that because I wasn't able to catch them up because they were a lot faster than me, I'm sorry.
So Magdalen 2 were bumped by Churchill 2. I should mention...
You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
And they ejected on the Thursday. I was speaking earlier on to Trevor Cave, one of the ex-coxes, an alumnus of the college. He was saying how there was an absolutely outstanding following of safety procedures, everyone holding it up. Anyway, Churchill M2 feeling a bit better now because they managed to bump Magdalen 2. First and third 3 were bumped by Jesus 3. Further back then, Kings 2 and Keys 3. Well, Keys came past where... Kim, you saw them bump, didn't you, on first post reach?
Pardon?
Kings 2 were bumped by Keys 3, is that right?
I've down here at first post reach. It was a deep 3 and go to 2.
Okay. But further back, Girton 2 were bumped by Queens 3. Queens 3 therefore gaining their blades, the third crew in this division to get their blades. Then that left Clare Hall, good to row over. I should mention the dog that is supporting Clare Hall that was in the field on the opposite side. I never knew you got blaze-coloured dog sweaters, but yeah, they do exist. Robinson then and Robinson 2 and LMB C3 at the back were looking good for Rovers. Eleanor, did they cross the finish line?
Yeah, I just seen them both cross the finish line. There was no. Is this LMBC? Yeah, LMBC and Robinson both rode over.
So that's that then. Hughes Hall 1, Jesus 3, and Queens 3, I think, are the ones who've got managed to get their blade. So we managed to avoid their spoons and bump up on Clare, which was excellent stuff. Clare is, maybe the Clare boat was held back by the haircut of the number 5, CJ. Who knows? There's been a lot of debate about that. Anyway, we'll confirm those results and hand back to you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.